Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yud Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Yud Zayin and Mabez, four lines from the bottom, by Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Kishim Sha'amru, Asur Legaleach B'Ma'id, just like Chazal said that one's not allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMa'id, because we want a person to get his haircut before the Yom Tov. And so by asuring haircuts on Chol HaMa'id, we are giving extra reason for a person to get his haircut before Yom Tov. So, just like Chazal said that it is an Isser to be Megalech, Chol HaMayed, Kach Asa Litol Tziparnayim B'Mayed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that they made a Gzeira also against cutting nails, even though cutting nails, which is a Malacha, but it's a Tzarech HaMayed, and technically it should have been Mutter, Chazal made a Gzeira on cutting nails just like they made on getting haircuts, because they wanted people to cut their nails before Yom Tov, to come into Yom Tov looking nice. Rabbi Yossi Matir, whereas Rabbi Yossi says that no, the gzeira was only about cutting hair. There's no gzeira on getting a person's nails cut. The Ritva gives two mahalchim. The first pshat he gives, we'll say over, is that he says that by nails, people are naturally more careful. People are naturally more careful to keep their nails short, and therefore there was no need for Chazal to make a gzeira against cutting nails. Chazal only made the gzeira against cutting hair. Now says the Brice of Eiter, Ukashem Sha'amru Avil Asr Legalech, and just like it's Asr for an Avil to be Megalech Bimei Avloi during his Avelis, Kach Asr Litol Tziparnayim Bimei Avloi Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that also when it comes to Avelis, just like there's an Isser for the Avil to cut his hair, there's also an Isser for him to cut his nails. Rabbi Yossi Matir, whereas Rabbi Yossi says that no, the Gzeira by an Avil was only against cutting his hair, but there's no Gzeira against cutting his nails. This the Ritva explains in a second. That the machlekes is how to understand the parsha of Eisha Sifas Toyar. That which the Eisha Sifas Toyar, that's what she has to grow out her nails, is that altsavelus or is that in order just to look ugly? So if it's altsavelus, so we can learn from Eisha Sifas Toyar that an avil is not allowed to cut his nails. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that no, the fact that she grows out her nails, that's so that she looks ugly. That's nothing to do with avelus. An avil is not allowed to cut his hair, but he is allowed to cut his nails. Now, the halacha, Amar Ula, is an halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'avil, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'mayed. Ula says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to an avil, that an avil is not allowed to cut his nails. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'mayed, on Chol HaMayed, we're more mekel than we are by an avil. And so on Chol HaMayed, he says that an avil, a person during Chol HaMayed is allowed to cut his nails, but an avil is not. An avil is not allowed to cut his nails. Whereas Shmuel Amar, and this is, Shmuel says, as in halacha is Rabbi Yossi b'mayid u'ba'avil. And no, the halacha is always like Rabbi Yossi, both by Chol HaMayid, both by an avil. In both cases, there's a heter for both an avil and any person on Chol HaMayid to cut his nails. So, and why is that? Why is it that even by an avil, Shmuel paskin l'kula, not like Ula, says the Gemara, da'amar Shmuel, halacha k'divri ha'mekel be'evil. Shmuel has a yisoy, has a klal throughout all of Shas. We're going to have it quite a few times in this last parak of Ma'id Katan, that the halacha is always like the Mekel Shita when it comes to Avelus. Now we'll discuss in the Reis of Halacha, in a later article, I believe at the end of the Masechta, what exactly the parameters of this Klal is. What does it mean, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'evil? Does that mean I could open up any Kitzer Halacha Sefer and Hilchas Avelus? A person who's an Avel can open up any Sefer and Hilchas Avelus, and he could just assume that the Halacha is like the Mekel? Is that the way it works? What does it mean, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'evil? So that will be discussed in detail, Be'ez Hashem, in the Reis of Halacha article. For now, though, so Shmuel said that the halacha is kedivri ha'mekel, that's why he paskined like Rabbi Yossi, that an avil is allowed to cut his nails. So both by Chol HaMayid and by Avelus, there's no isser of nail cutting, only hair cutting. Now, as we'll mention in more detail shortly, but this is actually really a machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch holds, really what should come out from this Gemara is that everybody holds on Chol HaMayid there's a heter to cut one's nails, right? Even Ula said that by Chol HaMayid the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The machlekes is by Avelus. Do we pass on like Rabbi Yossi by Avelus or not? But by Chol HaMayid everybody says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by Chol HaMayid, that there's no iser to cut nails, so it should be mutter for a person to cut his nails on Chol HaMayid. Lamai said the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that it's mutter for one to cut his nails on Chol HaMayid, but the Ramah actually brings a chumrah. The Ramah brings that the minig Ashkenaz is not to. The Ramah brings that the minig Ashkenaz is that during Chol HaMayid a person A person does not cut his nails. The Ramah is in Siman, Tav Kof Lamed Beis, and Sif Aleph. Over there, the Ramah brings that the Minhag Ashkenaz is for a person not to cut his nails, unless he's using a Shinoi, and we'll see shortly where that comes from. So says the Gemara Veiter, a story, Pinchas Achua de Mar Shmuel, Itra Bei Milsa. Pinchas, who was the brother of Mar Shmuel, of the famous Shmuel, Pinchas, who was Shmuel's brother, Isra Bei Milsa. Something happened to him. Which means, that's Chazal's expression, Chazal's way of saying, that he became an Avil. Now obviously his father didn't die, because then Shmuel would also be an Avil. They were brothers. Rather, Isra Bei Milsa, Rashi in the Ksav Yad, says that Pinchas' son had died. Now, the Gemara could have said that Pinchas' wife, Rashi could have said that Pinchas' wife died. Somehow Rashi knew that no, it was Pinchas' son that had died. And so Pinchas became an avil. So al Shmuel lemishal taima mine, which is another expression of Chazal, which means that Shmuel went to be Menachem Avil. He went to be Menachem Avil, his brother Pinchas. And Chazinu Letufre Davu Nefishan. And when Shmuel was there, he sees his brother Pinchas, who's sitting Shiva. He sees that Pinchas' nails are very long. So Amar Lei, so Shmuel says to his brother, he says to Pinchas, Amai Lei Shekautuluhu, why didn't you cut your nails? Don't you know the Allah is a Rabbi Yaisi, even by an Avil? And an Avil is allowed to cut his nails, so why don't you cut your nails? So Amar Lei, so Pinchas responds to Shmuel, if this happened to you, it's a euphemism, if this happened to him, referring to Shmuel, if this happened to you, me mezaltabe kuli hai, would you really be mezalzel in it? And would you also be makel to cut your nails? Granted, you hold it smutter, but would you be mezalzel in your relative, and that you would cut your nails during Shiva? Well, how could you blame me for not cutting my nails? That's what he said back to him. And Lamai said this, that Pinchas said to Shmuel, if you were an Avil, havei kishkaga sheyoytze mipnei ha-shalet. It's like, it was like a mistake that came out of the ruler's mouth. If the ruler proclaims that someone's chayiv misa, his bezdin is going to kill the person, even if it's a mistake. So this too, this was like a mistake that left Pinchas' mouth. Ve'isra be milsa b'shmuel, and now that he set an example of Shmuel becoming an Avil, so Shmuel actually became an Avil. And all Pinchas achuad lemishal taim aminei. And so his brother Pinchas now went to be Menachem Avil Shmuel, who was sitting Shiva. And shaklinu letufrei, and Shmuel took his nails that he cut, and chavtinu la'ape, and he threw it at his brother, he threw it at Pinchas. And Amarle, and he said to Pinchas, laslach bris krusa lasfasayim, do you not understand, do you not know that there's a special covenant that applies to a person's mouth? The things that a person says is very powerful. How could you say what you said? That's what caused me now, Shmuel says, to become an Avil. How do we know this idea that a person's words are so powerful, he has to be careful with what he says, and there's a covenant to what one says, that sometimes it could happen. As the Pasuk says, Avram el Na'arav, Avram Avinu says to his lads, when he's on his way to the Akedah, he says to his lads, he says, Shavulach and Payim Achamar, stay over here with the donkey, Va'ani Va'anar, me and the Nar, referring to Yitzchak Avinu, me and Yitzchak, we're going to go until that point, and we're going to bow to Hashem, and Avram says, and we will return to you. Mamash Nevuah, he says, he thought he was shachting Yitzchak, so technically, he should have said, and I will return. But Avram Avinu says to the Narim, he says, no, that we will return to you, and it's a bris krusalis. Vasayim, this is the Makar, we see that the Taka was a Siyata Dishmaya, there was a Siyata Milsa, the Hadar Tarvayu, that they both returned, Avram Avinu and Yitzchak together. Now for a long time I had trouble with this Gemara, because it wasn't so long ago that we learned in Maseches Tainis on Daf Daled Amud Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intentions were never that Yitzchak should be brought as a Karban. I believe it said, Loyalsa Alibi, right? It was never my intentions that Yitzchak should be brought as a carbon. So what's this have to do with Avram Avinu's speech that he said, V'nashuvu Aleichem? Yitzchak returned not because Avram Avinu said V'nashuva. Yitzchak returned because it was never HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intentions that Yitzchak should be brought as a carbon. How do you see from here anything about the power of one's speech? That because, it sounds like, unless I'm not reading the Gemara correctly, but it sounds like that there's a power to one speech because Avram Avinu said, V'nashuvu Aleichem, V'estayu Milsa, unbelievable. unbelievable thing happened, and Yitzchak Taka came back. What do you mean? It was never HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intentions for Yitzchak to be brought as a carbon. What does this have to do with the power of speech? How do you see anything from here about the power of speech? Unless you say that we don't really see that. It's not that Bris Krusalis Vasayim doesn't mean that one speech could affect something and make it happen. It just means that one speech sometimes has a Ruach HaKadosh to it, even though he doesn't realize. So Avraham Avinu said, V'nashuva, he didn't realize it, but he actually had this Siyata Deshmaya to save V'nashuva, and he was right, because it was never Hashem's intentions for Yitzchak to be brought as a carbon. That's what it means, Bris Krusalis Vasayim. That there's like a Siyata Deshmaya to one speech, that sometimes when he says something, he's mechavin to the MS. But if that's the case, so then why would Shmuel get upset at Pinchas for saying, if you were an Avul, that's not what caused Shmuel to become the Avul. Pinchas was just reporting the news. He wasn't making the news. Why would Shmuel get upset at him? So it's very very confusing Gemara. So what's this raya from Avraham Avinu? If anyone has any pshat, I would definitely love to hear it. Says the Gemara Vayter, Savar Minei. So now this was Shmuel's psakto. Shmuel said that an avil is allowed to get a haircut. We also mentioned during Cholamayit. Sorry, he's allowed to cut his nails. We also mentioned that Shmuel's psak is on Cholamayit. Everybody held that that a person on Cholamayit is allowed to cut his nails. On that, says the Gemara, Savar Minei, that the Talmidim understood from Shmuel's psak that he said. Let's talk about Chol HaMayit first. And in Chol HaMayit, a person is allowed to cut his nails. So Savar Minei, so they understood the Yad in the Regaloi. That only means a person's hands. The nails, the fingernails of a person, so that's more mos, it's more disgusting, there's more of a tzairich to cut it. So that we're makelon, and a person's allowed to cut his nails, perhaps for an avul, perhaps a Chol HaMayit. The Yad in the Regaloi. But a person's toenails, that people don't really see anyways, you hope not, they're not sticking through one's socks and shoes. So the toenails, so that there's no heter to cut. However, I'm Ravanim Bar Tachlifa, Ledidim Mefarshali Minei De Shmuel, Loishna Diyad V'Loishna De Regal. No, there's no difference between a person's fingernails or a person's toenails. Either both of them are actually mutter to cut, both for an avul, let's say, and on Chol HaMayit. Amrav Chibar Ashi Amar Rav says Rav ubeganustura aser. So this is a very important memra lahalacha that Rav Ashi says in the name of Rav that Rav Chibar Ashi says in the name of Rav ubeganustura aser that you're not allowed to use a ganustura when you cut your nails. A person's not allowed to use a ganustura. Ganustura was the actual like nail clipper bisman chazal. That was the normal kli. And so what Rav is really saying is that when a person has a even though a person is chewy has a heter to cut his nails, but he can't use a nail clipper. He has to use a shinoi. So now the question is this talking about an avul? Is it talking about Chol HaMayit? Is it talking about both? What's this memra talking about? So many Rishayim learns, Machlokes Rishayim, many Rishayim in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that this Gemara is talking specifically about an avul. That an avul, even though he's allowed to cut his nails, he's only allowed to cut his nails during Shiva if he uses a shinoi. He's not allowed to use a ganustura. That's when it comes to an avul. But on Chol HaMayit, it's completely mutter for a person to cut his nails, even kedarka, even in a normal way. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that a person's allowed to cut his nails on Chol HaMayit. It was the Stam Memra of Shmuel above, that a person's allowed to cut his nails on Chol HaMayit. However, other Rishayim learn that no, Ganustura Asur is talking at least also about, or maybe even only, about Chol HaMayit. That on Chol HaMayit, a person's not allowed to cut his nails in the normal way. He's not allowed to use a Ganustura. He has to use a Shinoi. Now, it's hard to find something that could be used as a Shinoi. Perhaps biting one's nails, that would for sure be considered a Shinoi. But otherwise, there's not really any sort of kli a person could use to cut his nails. And this halach is talking about Chol HaMayit, and that's the psak of the Ramah, that's what he says, the Minhag Ashkenaz is like those Rishayim, the Minhag Ashkenaz is like those Rishayim who learn that this Gemara is talking about Chol HaMayit. That in Chol HaMayit, a person has to use a shinoi, a person's not allowed to cut his nails. He can bite his nails, but he would not be allowed to cut his nails. And a lot of the Machlekes Rishayim is really based off of this next Gemara. Says the Gemara story, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Hava Ke'imna Kameid Rabbi Yochanan Bei Midrasha, B'chul HaShol HaMayit. He says, I was once standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the base medrash on Chol HaMayit. V'shaklinu l'toifrei, v'shinei, and Rabbi Yochanan cut his nails with his teeth. So if we would stop right here, it sounds pretty stark that on Chol HaMayit, a person is not allowed to use a nail clipper. It says Rabbi Yochanan was in the Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed, and he cut his nails by biting them. Why was Rabbi Yochanan biting his nails? Why not use a nail clipper? It must be because it was Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed, a person's not allowed to cut his nails. He has to use a shinoi. He could bite them, but he's not allowed to cut them. So this would be a raya. This is actually what those Rishayim that the Ramah brings, this is what they held. That you see that on Chol HaMoed, a person's not allowed to use a nail clipper. He can only bite them. He has to use a shinoi. However, the Ramban and the other Rishayim who are Chaylik, they say that no. Why is the Gemara mentioning the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was in the Beis Medrash? They explain that it's dafka because he was in the Beis Medrash, that's why he bit his nails. He wasn't home. He didn't have a nail clipper with him. It's not such a chassidish amaisa. He bit his nails, so now, that's the halacha, that in Chol HaMoed you have to bite your nails. You can't cut your nails with a nail clipper. No, he was in the Beis Medrash. He didn't have a nail clipper. That's why he didn't use a nail clipper. Of course he's allowed to use a nail clipper. And the reason why they say like this is first of all, because of the fact that the story mentions the fact that he was in the Beis Medrash. It sounds like we're coming to stress that that's why he bit his nails, because he wasn't home. He was in the Beis Medrash. And also, as we'll see soon, they have another raya as well. So let's continue. So Rabbi Yochanan was in the Beis Medrash, and he bit his nails, vizarkinu, and then he took his nails and he threw them. So says the Gemara, Shma Mina Tlas. You see from here three halachis. Number one, Shma Mina Mutter Litol Tziparnayim B'chul HaShamayid. First of all, you see the fact that a person's allowed to cut his nails on Chol HaMoed. Number two, Shma Mina Ein Behem Mishum Mias, that it's not considered disgusting for a person to bite his nails. If it would be Mias, so there's an Isser about the Shaksu. A person's not supposed to do disgusting things in front of others. This, that Rabbi Shemin Bar Abba was in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan bit his nails, so you see it's not considered disgusting for a person to bite his nails. Not necessarily so recommended, especially because it could lead to a lot of issues with Hilchos Shabbos, but Belamaisa, Al Tzmias, it's not Mias. Ushma Mina, and a third thing you'd see from here is that Mutter Lizarkon. Is that there's no problem for a person to throw his nails. A person's allowed to throw his nails, and we'll discuss this in a moment. But the Ramban points out, you see that the Gemara doesn't say Shma Mina a fourth thing. Why doesn't the Gemara say Shma Mina a fourth thing, that even when there's a heter for a person to cut his nails on Chol HaMoed, he has to use a shinoi? Says the Ramban, it must be because you're not supposed to learn that from the story. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan used the shinoi wasn't bedafka, it's just because he happened to have been in the Beis Medrash. It's not because there's a halacha to learn from here that you have to use a shinoi. So that's where the machlokes rishayim that the Shulchan Aruch and Rama argue on is based off of. But lemaisa, so that's the halacha for svardim. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person is allowed to cut his nails kedarkoi on Chol HaMoed, and the minig Ashkenaz, as brought by the Rama and Siman Tav Reish Lamed Beis, is to be machmir like the rishayim. And we'll hold that a person needs to use a shinoi. Now, continuing with what the Gemara just said about the third Shma Mina, is that you see from the story that Mutter Lizarkon, that a person's allowed to throw his nails after he cuts them. Now, ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? Everyone knows, you're not allowed to throw your nails. Vahatani, we learned in the Braisa, that Shleisha Devarim Nemru B'tziparnayim, there are three things that were said about nails. Number one, HaKoivron Tzadik, if a person buries his nails, so then he's considered a Tzadik. If he's Sarfon, this is the second thing it says about nails, that Sarfon, if a person burns his nails, Chassid, he's considered Mamish a Chassid, because if you bury them, so there's a chance that they'll get uncovered. And as we'll see soon, nails have the ability to damage people, to damage a pregnant lady at least. And therefore, a Kaivron, he buries them, he's a Tzadik. Lemaisa, there's still Chashash that they might get uncovered, so that's why Sarfon, one who burns his nails, he's already considered a Chassid. The Zarkon, and the person who just throws them, he's considered a Rasha. So how is Rabbi Yochanan able to just throw his nails? A person who throws his nails, the Braisa says, he's considered a Rasha. It could hurt, it could make a pregnant lady have a miscarriage, as we're about to see. So says the Gemara, how was Rabbi Yochanan allowed to throw his nails? Explains the Gemara, because time am I, what's the whole reason why Zarkon is a Rasha? What's wrong with a person throwing his nails? It's because Shema Tavra Le'an Isha Ubara. It's because maybe a pregnant lady will walk on the nails, the tapil, and she'll come to miscarry. L'chayre, this is a Ruchnias Dika thing, that her stepping on the nails is able to cause her to miscarry. So Isha Na Isha Be Midrasha Le'Shchicha. That's why Rabbi Yochanan, who was in the Beis Medrash, he was allowed to throw his nails because he was in the Beis Medrash, and in the Beis Medrash, a woman doesn't usually come into the Beis Medrash, and therefore he was allowed to throw his nails. Now, v'chi tema, maybe you'll say that zimnin de mechanshi luhu v'shadi luhu avray, that sometimes the janitor will come in, the mechanshi luhu, he'll sweep them all together, v'shadi luhu avray, and he'll throw them out the window before they had garbage cans. It'll take the dust, it'll take the nails with it, and it'll just throw it out. And over there, a lady who's expecting might walk on the nails, says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't chayshish for, because kaven de ishtani. Once the nails move from its original place, so then it doesn't have the effect of, it's not able to cause the lady to miscarry anyways. So therefore, even though it's true that the janitor might come and take the nails and throw them outside, at that point they won't have the ability to hurt anyone, and therefore there was nothing wrong with throwing the nails in the base medrash. So even though it's true, zarkan is typically not a good thing, but inside of a base medrash, Rabbi Yochanan was willing to be zarkan because there was no possibility of it affecting anyone. In the base medrash, a woman doesn't go, and if the nails go outside the base medrash, once it moves from its place, it already doesn't have the ability to damage. Now this, for a very, very long time, I was very bothered by, that once we know this idea, that kaven de ishtani, that once the nails move from its place, so it doesn't have the ability to damage anyways, so then why is sarfan chassid? A kaivra, one who buries his nails, he's a tzaddik, fine. And if he's sarfan, if he burns them, he's even bigger, he's a chassid. Why? Because maybe if you bury them, maybe they'll get uncovered. Who cares if they get uncovered? Once you went out of your way to bury them, so unless you mamish cut your nails over a pit, which I'm assuming the person didn't do, I'm assuming he cut his nails wherever he was, and then he moved his nails to go bury them. So anyways, kaven de ishtani. He already moved them. So once he moved them, so they don't have the ability to damage anyways. Even if the nails get uncovered, they're not going to damage anymore because it was already ishtani. Kaven de ishtani. So why is sarfan chassid? Why is there a bigger maila to burn one's nails over burying them? So finally this year I came around the Rimi Paris. The Rimi Paris asked this kasha. And the Lamaisa, I can't say the Teretz is very difficult. He answers, at least in one of the Terutzim, that the reason why sarfan is even better is because the sarfan, the person's mamish being meiser nefesh. Because a person who burns his nails, if anyone's ever burnt his nails before, it smells awful. I did it one time when I was a bachar. I was learning Hilchos Shabbos. I learned about sarfan chassid, that it's a bigger maila to burn them. I tried it. Mamish, an awful smell. I would say I don't recommend it except for the fact that Chazal are recommending it. But lamaisa, it's a really awful smell. Unless it was just my nails. But I apparently the ringing Paris says it too, that it's a really awful smell, and therefore says the Rimi Paris that a person who's being mamish meiser nefesh to get rid of his nails, so that's why he's called a chassid. I mean, I don't understand that. He seems like a shaita. If you could do the same exact thing by burying them, so why are you a chassid because you bother yourself? You have a choice. You could bury them, you could burn them. They both have the same effect. He's sticking with the kasha. That betzim, when you bury them, kaven d'ishtani ishtani. It's not going to damage anymore. But if you're sarfan, you're being meiser nefesh to get rid of the nails, so that's why you're a chassid. I don't know if he's a chassid, he's a shaita. Why would you hurt yourself when you have a way to accomplish the same exact thing without hurting yourself? So I don't really understand. Stand the Teretz, but that's a kasha that bothered me for a very long time. So says the Gemara now, Vayter, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that Zug ba mechamson lefnei Rabbi, a certain couple, they came from Chamsan in front of Rabbi, so you would think it's talking about Shalom Bayis, it's nothing to do with Shalom Bayis, at least not directly. A couple came to Rabbi, it happened to have been a couple, Umarzutra Masni Zugba Mechamsan Lefnei Rabbi. Umarzutra taught that it's a Braisa, it's not Rav, it was a Braisa, that Zug, a couple, they came from Chamsan in front of Rabbi. Ubikshu Mimen Utsi Parnayim. And they asked him whether or not they're allowed to cut their nails, either if it was during an Avelos or during Kalamayid, Vehitr Lahem, and Lamayid. Maisa Rabbi was matter, and says whoever it's talking, either Rav or the Braisa, that v'imbikshumi menu safa hitter lahem, that if they would have asked about whether or not he could cut his mustache during this period of time, let's say during Cholamayit, so that too Rabbi would have been matter. He would have been matter him to cut his mustache to save his mustache during Cholamayit. That's why I say maybe it's not directly Shalom Bayis, but maybe indirectly. The wife wanted him to cut his mustache a little bit. It was too long. He didn't want to. They came in front of Rabbi, and Lamaisa Rabbi said that no, if he would have asked about his mustache, he would have given the heter as well. Shmuel Amar, Av Bikshu Mimenu Safa, Yitaka did ask about his mustache, the heter lahem, and Rabbi was matter to them that the husband should cut his mustache. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Abitul Safra Mishmei Derav, and this is going to be the first of a series of memories from Abitul Safra Mishmei Derav, says Abitul Safra Mishmei Derav, that Safa Mizavis Lazavis, that the person is allowed to cut his mustache from one end to the other. Amar Rav Ami u'besafa hamakeves. Rav Ami, l'chayre is being chaylik. Rav Ami says that no, only the safa hamakeves. Only the part of the mustache that's interfering with one's ability to eat. When it gets too long, it goes into one's mouth, it affects his ability to eat. That's the part that he has a heter to trim. But the rest of the mustache, he does not have a heter to trim. And Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, l'didi k'safa hamakeves damili. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said about himself, seemingly agreeing to Rav Ami, that be'etzem the heter is only by safa hamakeves, only the part that interferes with eating. But said Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that for me, I'm an istanis, so k'safa hamakeves damili. So for me, the entire mustache is k'safa hamakeves. All of it bothers me just like a normal person. It affects his ability to eat. He has a special heter. So too for me, when my mustache is too long, so it really bothers me. So he said he has a heter to cut his mustache, let's say during Chol HaMayit. L'maisa, the Rif and the Rambam are both Sasam in Hilchos Chol HaMayit, Hilchos Yom Tif, and over here, the Rif, they're both Sasam, that on Chol HaMayit a person is allowed to trim his mustache. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He understands from the Rif and the Rambam that the Halacha is like the first Shita, Abitol Safra, Mishmei the Rav, that Mizavis Luzavis is Mutar Lagamri. It doesn't have to be Safa Makeves. It's always, there is no Isser, even though Chazam made Gzeira, that a person is not allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMayit, there is no Gzeira Bechlal against mustaches. Mustaches are completely excluded from the Gzeira, and even if it's not Makeves, a person is allowed to trim his mustache on Chol HaMayit. Says the Gemara Vayter now, another memra from Abitol Safra Mishmei Derav, Va'amar Abitol Safra Mishmei Derav, that Paroi Shehaya Bimei Moshe, the Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, that was the king during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu Amma, his height was an Amma, Uzakanui Amma, his beard was the length of an Amma, Uprakmashtakai Amma, and his aver was also an Amma, it was an Amma Vizeres, was even longer than an Amma. L'kayimash and Emar, and this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had such a short person, who was only an amatol, rule over Klal Yisrael, is l'kayim ashenemer, is a fulfillment of that which it says, u'shval anashim yikim alei, that I'll put over them a nobody, mamish a shval anashim, someone who's very low. V'amir Abito Safra Mishmei the Rav, we'll do one more memory and we'll stop from this, that Abito Safra says in the name of Rav, that Paru Shai Bimei Maisha Amgushi Haya. He was, to shot him, either he was he did Kishuf, or he was a Kaifer, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Hine that Paro went out to the Nile. So either because that's the place where he did his Kishuf, or because he was a Kaifer, he went to the Nile and he claimed that he's the one who created the Nile.